The Vancouver Whitecaps peaking at the right time right now, sitting fourth in the Western Conference. They got games in hand, enjoying a little time off here for the last week. They don't get back at it until a game Saturday at home. We are joined by the president of the Vancouver Whitecaps, Mr. Bob Lenarduzzi. President, how are you, sir? Welcome to our debut show, and thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
My pleasure. Congratulations to you all on the new gig, and good luck.
Thank you.
We fooled them again somehow, some way. You guys, I mean, where to begin with you? I mean, you got to love where your team's trending right now. And one of the things I've really enjoyed about seeing you guys, especially over the last months in action, you guys seem to have finally got goal scoring going in the right direction. You're finding goals in bunches where it's not just one goal here or there. You guys seem to consistently have that firepower to kind of match up with some of the top scoring clubs in the league.
Yeah, and I think having Freddie Montero come to life, and he's done well over the course of the season, but certainly over the last half a dozen or so games, he started to find the net on a regular basis, and we expected that of him, but it's coming from other areas as well. Tony Chani came from Columbus in the trade for Kakuta Mane, and he's chipped in with three from the middle of the park. And you need production from all areas of the field. And, you know, goal scoring is obviously very important in terms of getting results, but making sure that you're also solid as a unit from a defensive point of view is also important as well. And I think we've been that, and we've been hard to play against. And now we go into the stretch run, and we've got the next four games at home, and give ourselves a chance to actually be competing for top spot if we can, you know, continue the trend that we've been on.
And I think, Bobby, that the speed that the team has now on the outside wings coming up and also through the middle, it's allowing the players to also get in a position where they can get free kicks as well, because your set pieces have been gold this year. I mean, I think that's been one of the huge bright spots of the team this whole season is set pieces.
Yeah, when we get into that final third, even if it isn't from shooting distance, the delivery has been very good into the box, and of course, some pretty big guys, Kendall Watson being one of them, and Tim Parker when he goes up for free kicks as well and corner kicks. And I think other teams coming in preparing for us are preparing to defend against the free kicks. And that's also, I think, is something that creates an anxiety amongst the opposition, because they know we've been productive from free kicks. And as we saw in Orlando, if you get the right delivery, which we did from Nicholas Mosqueda, the other team, in trying to defend their box, actually, in that case, committed their own goal. So the service has been good. We've been getting on the end of them, and we'll need to continue doing that and also continue to create chances and try and take advantage of as many of those as possible in the open run of play.
Bobby Lenarduzzi here on the starting lineup on Sportsnet 650 here this morning. I want to ask you quickly before we change gears for a second and ask you about the future, but for the now, Freddie Montero, I felt like when you guys landed him, it addressed a major need that you guys had not really had since Camilo. And what, 11 goals already at this point? I mean, has he been better than you anticipated?
I think the production is probably what we would have hoped it would have been. And, you know, our hope is in the final nine games that he can, you know, get a goal in every second game and get into that 15-16 point mark. And if that's the case, then that'll have been a great year. And we think that he's got the potential to do that. But what's been very, very exciting and great to see from him has been his leadership and what he does off the ball, in the changing room, on the training pitch. I can remember a game early on where Alfonso Davies did something that he probably should have done differently in terms of his decision making. And whilst the ball was out of play, I watched Alfonso, and all of a sudden Freddie came over and you could see he was having a quiet word with him. And that's the kind of thing that young players need. They need that influence from the senior player and that quiet word in the ear just to give him the confidence, okay, make a mistake, but move on from there.
Have you had a chance to talk to Alfonso after his red card against Jamaica?
I haven't. I'm assuming that Carl has.
What did you make of it?
It was, I think that, you know, looking at it, he probably overreacted to the challenge. I don't know what went on prior to what was being said, but it was the kind of thing that I appreciate the fact that Alfonso, you know, after the game, not right after the game, but certainly over time, you know, took the opportunity to say, hey, made a mistake and apologize. And he's going to have situations like that. And what's important in the case of someone like Alfonso Davies is that, you know, whatever happens that doesn't go the way that he wants it to or others would like it to, is that he steps up and he owns it, and he has done, and I'm sure he'll be better for it.
Is that's one of those things that's a maturity thing, or is that just a heat of the moment? Like, how do you approach that? Because there's so much scrutiny on him now, right? I mean, you got Whitecaps fans that want to see this guy in the lineup more and more and more, and at the same time, you've got kind of the national fan base that has been starving. And Bobby, I mean, look, we as a country have not had a chance to see Canada on the World Cup stage since you were still kicking balls, and that was 30 years ago. And so at some point in time, how do you approach Alfonso? Because everybody's excited about the new shiny toy, but there's also, I guess, trying to manage the expectations here now too.
Yeah, and I guess in reference to your question about, you know, how do you stop that? I don't think age matters. I've seen experienced players make similar kinds of decisions.
Just ask Zidane, right, in the World Cup, right?
Exactly. So it happens, and in terms of how you manage it, you really try to let him sometimes it's a difficult one, but let him get on with it. And along the way, understand that you're going to have moments where he's a 16-year-old and he's had a lot happen in a very, very short period of time. And I know that you talked about our fans wanting to see him starting virtually every game. You know, that's as would we, but that's idealistic. But I think what we need to do is try to make sure that we manage him in the right way. And I think our coaching staff have done a very, very good job up to now of doing that. And he didn't start on the weekend for the national team. And our staff has been in regular contact with Octavio about Alfonso. And you know, we try to be consistent in the delivery. And you know, outside of the lashing out on the weekend, he's been great. And you know, I often refer back to the video that we showed right around the time that he got his Canadian citizenship. And if you watch that video and you see the influence that his parents and in particular his mom have had on him, yeah, they've taught him the right way. And so all of those solid core principles are there. But there's going to be times where things don't go the way that they should. But as long as they're isolated instances and he can learn from them, then he's certainly going in the right direction.
You know what, Bobby, that was a pretty hard tackle on him, though. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that one. I'll give him a pass on that one. That was a pretty hard tackle.
Yeah, the tackle was solid, but yeah, it was the follow-through that I think was upsetting to Alfonso. And again, I think there'd been something happening prior to that. So,
right, yeah.
Yeah, I think giving him the benefit of the doubt is exactly what we should do. And especially if he's standing up and owning it afterwards, we all make mistakes, and it's when you acknowledge that you've made them and you move on that you'll be better for it.
We're talking to Bob Lenarduzzi here on Sportsnet 650, your home for the Vancouver Canucks. Whitecaps back in action on Saturday. You know, you guys are on pace for your best season in MLS history, and in the brief time, and 6 home wins already so far. You could have home field advantage in the MLS playoffs. You know, you've got games in hand for teams that you're looking to leapfrog against. You've got your next 4 matches all at BC Place. At what point can fans here, can the Southsiders and Whitecaps fans in general start thinking that a championship is within reach here for this squad? Now?
Well, what I think we need to do is make sure that we don't get ahead of ourselves. And I, part of the reason for where we're at right now, we're not doing cartwheels. You know, we've had, I think, modest success, and we've given ourselves the best chance possible to finish in first place overall in our league. And that's certainly in our conference, but that's well within our reach. So what we need to do is continue what we've been doing and not get overly carried away with a bad result. Chicago, you know, we got thumped 4-0. Prior to that, we got thumped 3-0 in Salt Lake, and the roof was caving in, the wheels were falling off, and we came back in the next performance and we got a good result and a good performance. And that's what we need to continue to do. We can't look that far ahead. We need to maximize the position that we put ourselves into. We have 4 home games in a row, and if we can win the majority of those, then we're going to be talking about top spot. If we don't, then we're going to be talking about making a playoff spot. Our objective right now is to look at a home field playoff match. And in order to do that, we need to finish in the top 4. And if we take, and I hate to throw out the cliche, but if we take it one game at a time,
there it is.
Then that's the way to do it. We certainly don't want to look ahead.
And Bobby, one last question for you. How important for the team going forward is the emergence of Stefan Marinovic, especially considering what David Oestad may or may not do next season?
Yeah, I think him coming in and playing in the 2 matches and ironically enough, even though, you know, we were the shots on goal were heavily weighted in Orlando's favor, he didn't have a lot to do in that game, but everything that he did well. And similarly in the match in New England where we ended up losing 1-0. So I think it's very important to have 2 keepers that you can rely on. And right now, David Oestad is the guy, and will continue to be as long as he keeps performing well. So, but having that competition, I know as a player, there's nothing, you may not feel like it at the time, but there's nothing better than somebody coming along and looking to take your place, because I think it does one of 2 things. It either brings out the best in you or you crumble. And right now we have a very healthy situation in the goalkeeping position.
Bobby, thanks so much. Good to talk to you, and appreciate you being on the very first show.
All right. No, I'm honored that I've been asked. Thank you very much.
Making history again, Bob. Making history again.
All you do is make history, Mr. Leonard.
Well, let's hope that continues. Thanks, guys.